Chapter 4. The Tragedy of Aquilona, Lizzie. The morning of the field trip dawned as yellow gold as leprechaun treasure. The great castle of Ever After High seemed gilded with the light. Songbirds swooped and sang, butterflies danced with fairies, goblins yawned and crept into the cellar to sleep. In her dorm, Lizzie dressed carefully, as always, arranging her red and black hair under her crown. She peered at her mirror, painting a red heart around her left eye. Her mother bore a heart-shaped birthmark. Lizzie was born without the birthmark, so she drew one on each day to be a little more like her mother. She slipped her pack of playing cards into her pocket and didn't bother to take anything else, except for the butter knife. You could never be sure. A field trip day was a bubbling cauldron of excitement. The corridors were raucous, the laughter constant. By the time Lizzie marched and shouted her way through the school and out to the wishing well, there was an enormous line. She could tell which students were going to visit the West Wind by their attire, all swimsuits and flip-flops, reeking of coconut sunscreen. In front of Lizzie, two fairy godmothers in training prattled on endlessly about the supposedly spectacular hollowed-out mountain palace the East Wind lived in. At last, it was Lizzie's turn. "The North Wind," Lizzie said to the fairy godmother directing traffic at the wishing well. She waved her wand, and Lizzie jumped in. After a rush of sparkly darkness and freezing hot breezes, Lizzie hopped out of another wishing well in the dark mountains beyond the dark forest. She looked around for a royal sedan chair carried by four servants, preferably card soldiers. But when none appeared, she was forced to trudge up the mountainside like the rest of her class.
"Hey, Lizzie,"
Madeline Hatter hopped up on one foot. Maddie was dressed in layers of turquoise and purple, which matched her hair colors. Her striped and polka-dotted skirts flounced with each hop.
"Hop with me."
Maddie held out her hand. Lizzie's hand twitched, almost reaching back.